My name is Kyle Lekoff. The title of my story is A Day of Fishing. I woke up around 10:30 this morning. I sat in my bed for a while, just sitting there on my phone, scrolling through social media. After another 10 minutes of laying there, my friends texted me and asked if I wanted to go fishing around 1 p.m. I finally jumped up out of bed after a while and went upstairs to make some eggs and bacon. It took me about 10 minutes, and then I sat down on the table and ate my food. After I ate, I went back downstairs and hopped in the shower. I leaped out of the shower about 15 minutes later and sprinted to my room to get dressed. I put on some clothes and headed upstairs to see my mom. My mom asked me what I was planning on doing today, and I told her that I was planning on going fishing with my friends at the pond down the road. She said that I was fine and asked me what time I was planning on going. I said that we were going to go out around 1. By this time, it was around 11:30, so I went to the garage to get my fishing stuff. That way, it's ready for when I get there. Once I opened up the garage, I ended up tying on a crankbait onto one of the rods and a Texas rig onto the other rod. When I was done tying on the crankbait and Texas rig, it was about 12 p.m., and I went back into the house to make some lunch. I ended up making 2 grilled cheeses. After they were on the stove for about 3 minutes, I took them off and put them on my plate. After I ate them, it was around 12:15, and I decided to go back downstairs and play some Xbox with my friends who weren't going fishing. I only played for around 30 minutes, and then I went back upstairs, grabbed a few granola bars and some water for the boat. It took us around 2 minutes to get there. Then we backed into the water and started fishing. Every cast I would make, I was reeling and then jerking my Texas rig off the bottom. After about 10 more casts with my Texas rig, I switched it up to the bright green and bright blue crankbait that I had put on an hour before. I was just reeling the crankbait off the bottom and seeing if I could get a bass to bite. The next cast, I threw my lure out there and started reeling in. A bass struck my crankbait and I started to reel in fast. After about 5 seconds of reeling in, I got the bass into the boat and I flipped it onto the boat deck. I grabbed the bass by its mouth with my thumb to take the crankbait out. The bass shook all over. Ouch! The hook penetrated deep into my finger. I yelled at my friend over there and to get the bass off the hook because it was shaking all over and making it hurt even worse. My friend ran over from the front of the boat to the back of the boat and helped me get the bass off the hook. We got the bass off the hook finally, but the hook was still deep in my finger. My friend called his dad so he could come and help me get this treble hook out of my finger. The first call, he didn't pick up, so we just drove to the boat ramp and waited. While we were waiting, I was trying to get the hook out of my finger, but it hurt so bad that it made me not want to do it. My friend told me that I should put the barb out the other side of my finger. That way I could grab the barb off and then I could just pull the hook out. I didn't want to do it that way because I thought it hurt even worse than just pulling it out with the barb. I grabbed some of the pliers from my tackle box and I started to pull lightly on the hook just to see if it would come out easy or if it would be hard to get out. It turns out that it was hard to get out and because it was so deep in my finger. I finally just told my friend I'm going to pull it out and he said go for it. By this time, his dad and my dad were on their way to the pond. I finally just took the pliers and yanked it out. The pain was very bad, but I needed to get the hook out. After yanking on the hook about 2 more times, it finally came out and I felt instantly relieved. The pain was still there, but not nearly as bad. I got into my dad's truck and we headed home to try to make the bleeding stop. Once I got home, my mom was all scared and got me some ointment and a band-aid to help heal it. My mom also gave me some ibuprofen to help the pain go away. After about 15 minutes, the pain finally went away and I was back to normal. Thank you for listening.